This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Alda Leopold's book, A Sand County Almanac, turns 70 this year. Leopold is considered the father of wildlife ecology and a crucial voice for conservation. A Wisconsin resident from 1924 until the end of his life, he helped define the concept of a land ethic, a moral relationship between humans and the natural world. He died 71 years ago yesterday, helping his neighbor fight a fire. In an occasional series this summer on Morning Edition, we'll look at some of the ideas that keep A Sand County Almanac relevant 70 years on. To start, we'll look at how the book was born twice. Here are two senior fellows at the Aldo Leopold Foundation who have written and lectured on his work extensively. Stanley Temple is an emeritus professor in wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. Kurt Miney is an adjunct associate professor in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology and wrote the first full-length biography of Leopold. We'll start with him.
Leopold was, he of course did not know this, but he was in the last year of his life, and he was working very hard to compose the essays that became A Sand County Almanac. The mood and context of this is that it's the post-war years, and let us say that the global community of thinkers was wrestling with the aftermath of World War II. It's a dark and challenging time. And in the summer of 1947, he is really working hard to compose this, what becomes this capstone essay called The Land Ethic, the summary of his conservation philosophy. And you can see him struggling. And so he was also facing this personal dilemma in which he was scheduled to go have surgery up at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for a condition known as trigeminal neuralgia. So here he is facing the prospect of having brain surgery and having no idea how he would come out the other end of it. And you can see him kind of quietly, at least this is a bit of my surmise, saying to himself, I'd better try to compose this essay now while I'm in full control of my faculties.
It went through a string of rejections by major and minor publishers who all pretty much said the same thing, that they didn't think there was any readership for this type of book. And then in early 1948, Oxford University Press agreed to publish the book. And Leopold learned that the book would be published just 2 weeks before his death in April of 1948.
He felt a responsibility to share the significance of this new way of seeing how nature works and how our relationship to nature changes as a result. And to show that once you have this new way of perceiving the inner workings of nature, sometimes you would call it the drama of the landscape, that then everything else followed from that. And it was important to do that, not just if you were a professional conservation scientist or land manager or whatever, but if you were a citizen.
So after his death, Leopold's family and Joe Hickey, the professor who replaced Leopold, worked very hard to get this book in shape for publication. And when it did come out a year later in 1949, of course, the title was A Sand County Almanac. By 1960, it had not been a very productive publication for Oxford at all, so they temporarily let it go out of print. But then, in 1966, I always say it was either brilliant marketing or just plain dumb luck that they came out with a paperback edition. Just at the very time when the modern environmental movement was getting launched. And suddenly, almost 20 years after Leopold had written the book, there was an audience ready to read this book and fully understand its significance. And since then, it's been translated into, I think, now 14 different languages. Millions of copies have sold. It has been a small cottage industry of people writing about the ideas that Aldo Leopold expressed in a Sand County Almanac.